Speaker 1.
My husband took me to an East Asian restaurant for my birthday this year, as I'm wheat intolerant, and their cuisine used very little wheat. I even managed to order noodles because they were made from rice. The evening was great. We ate so much. However, the next morning I woke up feeling a little ill, and when I looked in the mirror, a bad skin rash had developed on my face. I couldn't believe it. We had only eaten vegetables and wheat-free noodles. I went to the doctor to ask his advice, and to my surprise, he informed me that soy sauce contains wheat. That dark liquid that is used for seasoning contains wheat. I couldn't believe it. And yes, I'd used it on my meal that night. I now take a book listing foods containing wheat wherever I go.
Speaker 2.
It really annoys me that I'm allergic to dairy products. It's astonishing the number of things I can't eat. I didn't realise it myself until I was told I had a dairy intolerance and had to research it. My friends find it difficult to believe too. They always have to phone me before they have me to dinner to check if the ingredients are okay. People are very kind and accommodating, but I still managed to have a mishap once. I was visiting my aunt and she had bought some soya milk so I could have some tea with her and my cousin. We sat around drinking and talking for ages. However, after about an hour, I began to feel really nauseous and I seemed to be showing signs of my allergy. It turned out that my aunt had accidentally put normal milk in my tea and soya milk in my cousin's. She felt awful, poor thing.
Speaker 3.
I discovered that I was allergic to shellfish when I was a young boy. My mother loves to eat prawns, and when I was 5, I apparently decided to try some. Shortly after, I started to have trouble breathing and had to be rushed to hospital. After that, I stayed well away from any food from the sea. However, years later, I was in a restaurant with my friend and we were sharing a platter of different foods. I had been eating what I believed to be deep-fried onion rings, only to find it was squid. I waited anxiously for my allergic reaction to develop, but to my amazement, it never did. I visited my doctor and he explained it isn't unheard of for allergies developed in childhood to disappear in adulthood. I was very happy, although I'm still a little nervous about going out for a seafood meal.
Speaker 4.
I suffer from migraines and had a terrible one 2 weeks ago. My parents and I had been to Belgium for a long weekend and returned home laden with specialty Belgian chocolates, some for friends and family, and of course some for ourselves. One night, my mother and I decided to open a box and indulge while we were watching a film on TV. They were delicious and I ate quite a few. I really loved the ones covered in dark chocolate. Unfortunately for me, I won't be able to eat it anymore. I didn't realise it was a common trigger for migraines, and the one that I developed that night was excruciating.
Speaker 5.
My friend Anna and I share a common allergy. Neither of us can eat peanuts. Other nuts, Brazil nuts, walnuts, pistachios, and so on, are fine. But if we eat peanuts, we have a frightening reaction where our throats tighten and we have difficulty breathing. I enjoy cooking with Anna, as we both know how careful we have to be. On one occasion, a couple of years back, we visited a mutual friend. I had eaten crisps from the bowl on the coffee table, and within seconds my throat started to swell. It was horrible, and quite a scary experience for our friend. She later discovered that although she had been refilling the bowl of crisps throughout the afternoon, her flatmate had, at one point, filled the bowl with peanuts.
Speaker 6.
John had been off collecting wood for the fire and returned with some wild mushrooms. I was really anxious, but the other guys checked the manual we had and said they were a safe variety to eat. Plus, John's a chef, so we trusted his judgment. It was only 10 minutes after eating one that Adam was throwing up violently. I knew we shouldn't have cooked them. We had plenty of our own supplies.